air we breathe and the water we swim in is polluted. The rise of pollution in the air and the water around us is causing problems, and something needs to be done to fix it. I'm Andrew Lees.
This is Kyle Sampley.
And you're listening to the Pollution Pandemic Show.
Pollution is affecting the everyday life of people and animals around the world. The World Health Organization said in China, 365 out of 366 large cities have pollution levels that make it unsafe to live there. In some of the big cities like Beijing, China, people who live there have to wear masks just to go outside due to the high levels of pollution. Another way that this pollution problem is affecting people's everyday lives around the world is that it is destroying the ozone layer, causing the Earth's temperature to rise. The ozone layer being depleted is one of the main causes of global warming.
Because of all the pollution, animals are being affected. The air they breathe is becoming more and more affected every day. They breathe in the polluted air and get diseases. The diseases affect their organs. Due to all the air pollution, the animals are seeing a decrease in their population, and the animals have to migrate from their original homes to new land that they are not adapted to. Many of the animals that are forced to migrate don't live because they don't know how to survive in the new environment.
One of the main situations of this pollution problem is how many animals around the world have been hurt, and a lot of them have even died, which could affect everyone if an animal could go extinct. One animal going extinct could cause another animal to not have a food source for a while and could make it so people can't get the certain need of essentials. All in all, pollution in both the oceans and in the air is affecting people and animals with what they do with their everyday lives. Due to this situation, people should start to help the environment by cleaning up beaches and try to not release toxic chemicals into the air.
Air pollution is responsible for more than 200,000 premature deaths a year in the U.S. alone. The reason all these people are dying is because there's small particles in the pollution, which is in the air that we breathe in. Those particles go into the people's lungs and cause deadly diseases. There are numerous diseases that can kill and that can just harm the body but don't kill. The most common disease is cancer. Cancer is consisted of very deadly diseases all in one. People with cancer have an 18% chance of living in 5 years. So if you survive, you're a lucky one. But sadly, most die. 4.2 million die from pollution outside a year. 3.8 die from pollution in a house a year. And 91% of people live in a place where the air is polluted a year. One of the non-deadly and deadly diseases is body-wide inflammation. Inflammation is the body's response to an injury. The inflammation can be non-deadly because it helps cuts and doesn't affect the inner body. It is deadly because it causes heart disease and can cause strokes. Inflammation is caused when white blood cells are entered into the bloodstream. This releases chemicals into your cuts that cause warmth, swelling, and redness. So it basically gets the body infected. And it can cause strokes. Strokes are when a stroke is a disease that affects the arteries leading to the brain. A stroke occurs when a blood vessel that carries oxygen and nutrients to the brain is either blocked by a clot or bursts.
Due to the high pollution rates in the waters around the globe, there is many instances of people becoming ill or injured due to swimming in those waters. In many cases, people have gone swimming in contaminated waters and contracted diseases such as nausea, vomiting, stomach ache, diarrhea, headache, or fever. Another problem with this water pollution is that wildlife is being damaged. For example, sea turtles are taking a massive toll to the problem by choking on things such as plastic. This problem alone is one of the biggest reasons the animal is on the brink of extinction.
There is a medicine that helps block cardiac and lipid effects induced by particle matter. This medicine is called omega-3, which is a fish oil pill. These lower your blood pressure. When your blood pressure is low, there is a lower risk of cardiac disease like cancer, strokes, and more. They also reduce plaque in arteries and reduce the chance of an abdominal heartbeat.
All around the globe, pollution is heavily affecting wildlife and people, whether it is coming from the air or it is in the waters around us. This problem needs to be fixed so we can have a safer and healthier environment no matter where we go. This was the pollution pandemic show. Thanks for listening.